Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Old Town Bluffton's Pomodori 2, some of the best Italian eats you will find in town. They feature all of your Italian favorites in a laid-back outdoor atmosphere that is really tough to beat on a beautiful spring or summer evening. Find them at 1253 May River Road in Bluffton or PomodoriHHI.com. And now, it's time for Mondays with Maggie. Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco, which you can find most weekends, and I say weekends for a reason, I'll tell you in a second, usually Sundays, 12:30 at WJCL, and on the other end of the line is a giant white egret and Maggie Crenshaw. what was that?
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was a giant egret. So you caught me walking this morning, walking and talking, and I've got birds all around. Everybody's awake over here.
That's part of the magic of the island, huh?
That's right.
So, how are you? You're out getting your miles in, your steps. Do you count your steps? Do you have an Apple Watch for all that business?
I do. Yeah, I count steps, heart rate. I like to keep my heart rate up while I'm walking. I've slowed down a little bit so we can talk without me huffing and puffing.
Gotcha. How was your weekend?
You do. My weekend was great. As you know, I bombed up to New York.
Yeah. And, He's back.
Billy Joel in concert at Madison Square Garden.
How was that?
It was magic. Magic.
That's cool.
He's only got like two more performances there of his 10-year residency. And it was kind of a last minute trip. I really didn't tell anybody I was going because it was so last minute. I didn't want to interrupt, I have so many friends that live there. I didn't want to interrupt their plans or, insert myself in what they already had going on. I just went up. That's a black crow. He's being very obnoxious. They just wanted to go up and see Billy Joel because, I've never seen him and I didn't want to wake up one day and he announces he's retiring, and I missed him. So,
yeah. No, I get it. Very cool. Well, I'll be up in the city next weekend. We'll talk about that next week. But, I have to tell you, I have to start off this chat with a ginormous shout out to the black crow that has decided to start screaming while we have this conversation. And the egret and all of the other birds on Hilton Head Island. But last night, we had our second Eat It and Like It Supper Club event of the year.
Awesome.
And we did it out on the beach on Tybee Island.
What fun.
Behind the deck, restaurant is owned by Southern Cross Hospitality, which is same owners as Collins Quarter and the Fitzroy and Okie Dokie Ice Cream. And it's a very popular established restaurant group. And they have the deck. And their owner, Anthony DeBrasini, is big into seafood. And so when I approached him about doing an event for my supper club, he was all about it. And if you go to the website, because I'm going to write about it, it's there. It was a simply magical evening. And when I say magical, wait till you see the pictures. We had, I think, 8 courses of seafood.
Wow.
It started out with two huge boats of sashimi. And it didn't stop from there. We were out there about 2 hours and 10 minutes, right at perfect sunset. And when I tell you this was magical, this was just simply magical. The 16 of us, because we had 2 no-shows, the 16 of us that were at this long table on the beach with the waves crashing right behind us were just jaw-dropped for 2 hours at how amazing this evening was. So
nice.
I got to give a big shout-out to every single person who works at the deck. Because they had it was a Sunday evening. They had a full restaurant and they flawlessly executed this special event out on the beach, which if you've never been to the deck, it's probably a good, 100-yard walk from the back of the restaurant over the sand dunes out to the beach. And so
it wasn't
an easy execute, and they did it, and they deserve all the praise in the world.
A comment on that is, you know, in my 20 years of catering and planning catering events, I can't tell you how many times visitors to the island called and asked if we would do a meal on the beach. And we did it once, and we never did it again after that. It is logistically a whole nother ball of wax. So kudos to them.
Yeah, my understanding, though, I've discussed it with the people involved in the Hilton Head Seafood Festival. At least that event, they're not allowed, the island doesn't allow big events on the beach. Is that accurate?
Well, correct. This was some years back, though. Right. And there are all kinds of rules now that there used to not be. But we did a lot of weddings out on the beach, meaning the catering was done at the house. Gotcha. Or the venue, but the actual wedding took place. You know, we set up chairs on the beach, and I think that still can happen, but you have to get a permit.
Right.
And don't quote me on any of this, because I haven't been in the game for a while, so I'm not exactly sure, but you would contact the town for that.
Right.
For information on that, if you're interested in getting married on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing. Tybee had to have they had to get the permitting and all that stuff. Yeah, we discussed it last night, because my understanding was Hilton Head doesn't allow big, giant parties. But you can't do big tents and, you know, big, drawn-out, you know, things out on the beach. But, Tybee gave him a permit and did it, and it was just an incredible, incredible evening. I played tourist here in Savannah this weekend. I had a visitor in town from Orlando. And she hadn't been here since June of 2020, believe it or not. And so, and she calls Savannah her happy place. So she came to visit, and we did all the tourist stuff. We went to Leopold's Ice Cream. I took her to dinner over at Myrtle and Rose Rooftop at Plant Riverside, which, by the way, I have to mention, they have a new menu up there. It is the crow is not invited.
I'm going to throw a rock at him.
No, really don't do that. That'll get us shut down by PETA. The cancel culture will come after us. Myrtle and Rose Rooftop is one of my favorite venues in the entire city of Savannah. We sat up there and had some small plates. She had tabbouleh. I had some vegetarian pasta. And I say vegetarian because it was spinach and cheese and no meat involved. We had some potato croquettes. I think we had the whole menu, but that place is just,
kind of some Mediterranean influence there with the tabbouleh.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Love that.
And a new menu. I hadn't had it. I hadn't been there since the fall. And this was pretty special, with a glass or two of rosé, and the ships were starting to roll out because it was the evening and the tides and stuff. And it was just picture perfect. Anyone who hasn't been to Myrtle and Rose at Plant Riverside, that is one of my must do's for anyone coming this way and wants to enjoy a beautiful view. And then we had the weather. You were gone, but I mean, this was like a picture perfect weekend. I think the highs, we got a little warm, maybe 70 something, whatever, but in the evening it was there was a little nip in the air, which was amazing for late April.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, the weather in New York City was also wonderful. It was like 50s. And then on Sunday, I'd already left, but the high was going to be 70. But I spent most of Saturday afternoon at Central Park.
Nice.
And you would not believe, from when I was there the two other times that I've been there this year, when the weather was a lot colder, there were so many people.
Yeah.
So many people. There was a street marathon kind of race thing going on. There were bikers. The horses were out in full regalia.
That's
and
awesome.
The musicians. And so many people. It was, I had to like dodge the traffic in Central Park. But yeah, I didn't even take my puffer coat. Like, I didn't need it.
I go into Central Park now, and I get like Vietnam flashbacks from the New York City Marathon, which ends in Central Park. The last, I want to say about 0.3 miles, or maybe close to 0.5 miles, are in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you've just done 26. It's 26.2 for a marathon. You've probably, uh-huh, by the time you enter the park at the end, you've probably done 25.8. So you are ready to be done, and there's hills, and it's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But those will always be my memories of Central Park. So you have a busy week ahead, and a busy weekend. Tell us a little bit about what you're up to this week.
Well, besides taking on a new listing and working on some offers for like two or three different buyers, this all came up while I was in New York and I didn't have my computer. So you can imagine my stress.
Yeah.
But I'm dealing with all that this week. And then on top of that, Friday night for all of our theater enthusiasts, the new community theater here, Sea Glass Stage, that performs at Coligny Theater, the Coligny Plaza Theater, will have opening night of Lost in Yonkers by Neil Simon on Friday night. So we're all really excited about that.
Very good.
I know they are in, I think they did a Q2Q yesterday. Everybody's working on their costume and makeup. So I'm excited for that. And then on Saturday, the Hilton Head Preparatory School has their yearly fundraiser. It's a derby event. We've been doing it every year for several years now. It's called Jubilee. So I'll be going to that, and that's where we have members of the board, members of the Alumni Association, or alumni, teachers, and parents are honored. Their Distinguished Citizen Awards. So that's always fun to go to. And my very good friend and attorney, Catherine Skarmanach, will be receiving the Alumni Award this year. I received it last year, and she sat with me, and then this year I'm going to sit with her.
Very good. So, do you get to watch the Derby?
We watch the Derby. Everybody wears Derby attire, so I've got my Fascinator ready to go. I've got a new pair of shoes. We're all ready to go. There's a silent and live auction as well. So
fancy.
You can check that out on hhprep.org if you're interested in any of these silent auction items.
I should also mention that our friends at Burnt Church Distillery are having a Derby event. That will be obviously Saturday the 4th. They are featuring, I've never heard of this, but when I saw it, I went, oh, that's interesting. I wish I could attend, but I'm going to be up in Charleston. Frozen mint julep.
Ooh.
A frozen mint julep is what they'll be featuring. Ooh. Obviously, you know, it's Burnt Church Distillery, so they'll have their full bar. But they are having a Kentucky Derby event. You can find more about that at burntchurchdistillery.com. That's a beautiful venue to watch, to do anything. So if they've got TVs up to watch the Derby, that should be a very good time. But a frozen mint julep, that doesn't that sound interesting?
It does. And I'll have to say, because I don't have a sweet tooth, mint juleps have never really been my kind of go-to thing, but I would totally try it frozen.
Yeah.
Sounds yummy and delicious, especially if the weather is a little bit warm.
Yeah, yeah.
Which it can be.
Yeah.
It probably will be.
I think I think we've moved past the cool weather. This week, I think we're going to start getting up into the 80s, and it's like, ooh, okay. Very good. Well, you had wanted to talk about Chimichanga Monday, yeah?
Oh my gosh, yes. So everybody knows how much I love Cactus Street Cantina. We went there, you and I together, we went there. Why did we go there? Oh, it was our Christmas party.
That's right.
Just the three of us. Yeah. Anyway, they feature, their menu is so fabulous, and I've talked about it before, so I won't beat that dead horse. But on Mondays, they feature chimichangas, and it's like Chimichanga Monday. And last week, I hit it on Monday. Now, these chimichangas are, for me, three meals.
Three?
So Well, yeah, with some chips on the side, it's like, or at least two. So when I order it, I always say to Tracy or Lauren, who are the owners, whoever's there at the counter, I'm like, when you bring that, go ahead and bring me a box, because I'm going to cut it in half and I'm going to put the other half, and I'll have that, you know, either tonight or tomorrow. And that's what I did. This time I did the steak. I had not done the steak before, and it's just dreamy. And I had them not put rice in it because, you know, I'm not doing carbs right now. So, but they top it with fresh picadillo, sour cream, guacamole, cheese, blah, 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 the whole nine yards, lettuce. It's divine.
Yeah, I will be honest. I've never really been a big chimichanga guy, but I do love their food there at Cactus Street. They do a really nice job, and it's incredibly popular. I don't think we're sharing any trade secrets here. It's a really good spot. If you haven't tried it, you absolutely should. And chimichangas for me are just so incredibly heavy. I'm surprised that you frequent them as much as you do.
I know. Well, here's the thing about a chimichanga. Like, you know, they're fried. You know, it's basically a rolled up burrito and then it's fried. That's a chimichanga. And if the oil isn't hot enough, you know, and you put that in the oil, it's going to absorb the oil. So that's sometimes part of the problem with chimichangas. When the fryer in the kitchen is going continually, and once the food is dropped into it, the temperature decreases. But I went on Monday at literally like the minute they opened. And so it was fried to perfection because the oil was perfectly hot. And it just went in the fryer without, you know, any other stuff in there. I was the only one in there, and it just came out perfect.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, tell us before we get out of here real quick where we can find you, catching up on your work.
I am a member of the Kaiser Jaton Group with Coast, brokered by EXP Realty. And my website, easier to remember, margaretcrenshaw.com, takes you directly to our website where you can view properties for sale in Hilton Head.
Sounds like a plan. We are crawling into the island. Usually has a little, I don't want to say dead, a little soft spot right after Heritage until Memorial Day. It's kind of not slow, but slow-ish. Is that fair?
That is extremely fair. And the reason being, May, as most people with children know, is a very busy month at school.
Right.
Kids are finishing the term. Parents are invited to all kinds of events. You have graduation, baccalaureate events, all this stuff going on. So mid-May, we see a little bit of a dip, and then things pick up in June, and then we go full, like, in fifth.
Well,
in fifth gear, like mid-June.
Fifth gear because of all the visitors, and all the visitors are getting out of school in May as well. And everybody who's coming down from Indiana and Ohio and all that, they've got their proms, they've got their graduations, they're doing all that stuff in May, so we don't have nearly as many visitors as we would normally get during spring break. So
correct.
It's kind of the calm before the summer storm.
That's right.
So enjoy your calm. I'll be over there this week. I'm going to go have a chat with our old friend Dave at Bad Biscuit. And
yes, my buddy.
Yeah. I'll be rolling through there and some other stuff. So, but we can talk about that next week. Very good.
Good.
Well, thank you for hanging out during your walk, and I'm glad the crow, you know, kicked rocks and gave us our peace. And yeah, we will see you right back here next Monday. Thanks so much. Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Old Town Bluffton's Pomodori 2, some of the best Italian eats you will find in town. They feature all of your Italian favorites in a laid-back outdoor atmosphere that is really tough to beat on a beautiful spring or summer evening. Find them at 1253 May River Road in Bluffton or pomodorihhi.com.